Your mom can't wait in the car for us forever. You have a tight road trip scheduled to keep.
Fine, I'm coming. It's not my fault that you made me pack so much.
Well, it's summer. There'll be so many things to do during our trip, and I want you to be prepared for everything.
But road trips are boring. What is there to do?
Well, we can stop at a beach for a swim, or...
See? This is going to be so boring.
Well, maybe we could find something fun to listen to while we're in the car.
Yeah, that could be nice. What do you suggest?
Well, your mom wanted to listen to some 80s tunes.
No, that's lame.
Fine, then why don't we turn into CKUT 90.3 FM and listen to Anything Goes, the show by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
Yes!
We have a story about a wild rampaging potato, a monologue about the best season, a Montreal summer festival preview, and a rap battle, and so much more.
Stay tuned, because on this last show of the year, anything can go.
Welcome to CKUT News Live!
This just in, a local potato was brought to a scientific laboratory to be experimented on.
He escaped earlier this morning. Now to our generic reporter, John Smith, at the scene with more information.
Thank you. We believe that the potato escaped with no more than a masher at his disposal. We are now going to interview the potato causing all this mayhem. How did you escape, given that you have no legs?
Potato. Potato. Potato.
Okay, next question. Why did you escape with a masher?
Potato.
I'm sorry, sir, can you elaborate on that?
Potato, 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 potato.
Okay, back to the studio.
Breaking news. A 2-year-old girl desperately wants to be a rainbow princess, but has yet to find out that there's no such thing.
Thank you all for listening. This was CKUT News Live. Have a good day and goodbye. This piece was written by Aiden Roskies,
Andrew Hazen,
and Bram Lachman-Minkoff.
Hi, today I will tell you about a very cool Greek myth that most people don't know about. It is the Echo and Narcissus myth. It all started with Narcissus, a boy that was blessed and cursed with overwhelming beauty. A goddess was kind enough to warn Narcissus' mother about his curse and to never let him look at anything reflective. The mother obeyed.
Mom, why can't I look into the mirror?
Asked Narcissus.
It's dangerous, Narcissus,
his mother always replied. After many years, many nymphs and humans fell in love with him, and so did Echo. Echo was the one nymph that knew about his curse. She tried to warn him not to look at his reflection in the river, though just then, the goddess that cursed Narcissus with beauty cursed Echo and made her able to only speak the last words of somebody's sentence. As Narcissus looked at his reflection, he fell in love with it. As he bent down to kiss it, he fell and drowned. And then he became a plant, named Narcissus. The first of the species. It actually exists. You can look it up. And that was the myth of the week. My name is Myth Guy, so if you liked it, look out for more of my myths.
Hello, my name is Matty, and I'm going to present a story. It's called The Five Little Rabbits. Once upon a time, two little girls, their dad and family dog, found five baby rabbits under a bush. They were so cute and soft. The girls' father quickly picked them up so that their dog wouldn't eat them up. They brought the rabbit home and put them in a cozy box. The parents warned the children not to take them out of the box. But the very next morning, the girls creeped into the kitchen and took the cuddly rabbit out of the box. As soon as they did so, the rabbits jumped out of their hands and started running all around the house. The girls tried desperately to catch the rabbits, but the bunnies hopped off and hid behind furniture. When the girls' parents found out what happened, they were not impressed. The rest of the afternoon, they spent looking for the rabbits. Finally, all five bunnies were back in the box. Everyone was exhausted. Everyone but the youngest daughter, who seemed very happy eating something off the floor. Their girl's mother demanded, "What are you eating?" "I found some raisins on the floor," said the little girl innocently. "Show me," said her mother. The girl spit out what she had in her mouth. "Oh no," yelled her mother. "This is disgusting. You are eating bunny poo. Yuck," cried everyone. From that day on, the little girl never, ever ate raisins again. The moral of the story is listen to your parents and don't eat what you find on the floor. Also, this is a true story. The little girl is my funny aunt. Her sister is my mother. The end.
My name is Matthew, and today I'll be saying why I love summer so much. Summer is a great time full of fun experiences. For me, it's my favorite time of the year. There's nothing better than sitting outside and reading a nice book or hanging out under the sun. How about going to the beach or playing outside at a park or at a summer camp? There are so many opportunities and possibilities for fun activities in your free time, and there are things for everyone to do. Summer is the best time for getting together with your buddies and hanging out, playing outside, doing some games. It's the season of lemonade and popsicles, and who doesn't like that? The heat just never lets up, but that's not really a bad thing. It's nice to just lie down under the sun and rest or tan, just letting your cares go all away. Summer is just the perfect time to relax and enjoy life. There really is nothing better than having the world to yourself, being able to do what you like when you like. Plus, with the added benefit of summer camps, you can play sports or visit iconic places around the island, around your hometown. Summer is just this one big culmination of amazing things all rolled into one. I mean, tell me what's better than setting your own schedule, having fun under the long hours of the sun, and having the world to yourself. Not to mention me having a little bit of bias about having a birthday in summer and all. But still, summer is just the best time of the year.
The show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hello, my name is Matty. And I am a princess expert, and I'm going to tell you a story of a princess named Big Mouth Bob. She lived in a tall tower with her pet werewolf and three
dwarf tomatoes. They all used to have tea parties until one day, a prince kidnapped her and brought her to his tower. The princess was really weird eater, so she was stuck in her bedroom most of the time. Even though the story doesn't make sense, I'm still telling it because I want to be cool, and I am cool, so don't judge me. Then she was invited to a weird wedding, even though she didn't know what that was. So she was going to the wedding, and she figured out that she was the bride. So she was supposed to marry the prince? Actually, the same prince that saved her? How did he save her again? I don't know if I'm using the proper grammar, but that's how it goes. She was marrying the princess sort of thing. She invited her werewolf and her dwarf tomato to her party. When they started the party, she started dancing with the prince, but she was doing a weird sort of dance. There were lots of flips in her dance and lots of other things. Then they restarted the wedding and taught the princess the real traditional wedding way. This is the part when it doesn't make sense. So then a witch appeared and shot a ray that made the princess' lips grow really big. She was about to kiss the prince. Instead of kissing him, she gobbled him up. So she loved the taste of the prince so much that she gobbled everyone else in sight. She lived happily ever after. The end.
Good morning, folks. Welcome to our amateur, no, I mean really amateur rap battle. I'm your host, Aiden. Today we will be listening to the low-level talents of summer and winter. Start your rapping.
Yo, 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 my raps are so cold. You never heard anything like this on the radio.
You say your raps are icy, but that don't matter to me, because I am just so sizzling hot they'll melt away like old cream cheese. Woof, the temperature is rising in here. When I'm done with you, there'll be no more cold in this atmosphere.
When it's winter, my raps are killer, sinister, compared to a summer beginner.
You think that you're so dangerous? Let's take a look and see. You act like a ditzy little ice princess, while I'm a fire queen. If you had any knowledge of your own anatomy, you'd know that the heat of summer melts winter, and that's the way it'll always be. Yo.
Yo, yo, bro. You rap so much, though. Now I have to go. See you later.
Word.
Well, I think we have a winner. Congrats to Summer, who invited a fault since winter has left the building. Goodbye.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
If I had the chance to go to space, I definitely would go. Not many people get to have that opportunity, and if I did have that kind of opportunity, I would definitely take it. It's that once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. I think it would be so nice to see all the stars around you and the planets into the distance. That would be the most extravagant view you could probably witness. I also really want to try to walk on the moon. It seems so cool. I want to see how you can move with the gravity over there. I want to try spacewalking because it looks like you're flying, and I've always wanted to see how flying feels like, so that would be really cool. The food doesn't seem very appetizing, though. It looks like dried, burnt food, and that's nasty to me. So if I did go to the space, I wouldn't be looking forward to my meals. Another issue is the bathroom. Apparently you're supposed to wear huge diapers, At first I thought it was funny, but then I realized you're going to have to wear that diaper for several days. I don't think it would be very comfortable or hygienic. Overall, excluding the negative points of traveling into the unknown space full of galaxies and stars, I would definitely take the chance to see the mysterious beyond. This was Tara Tom, and these were my thoughts about if I ever went to space.
Matthew and Charlotte. It's now quiz o'clock. Are you ready?
What type of rocket was used for the famous Apollo space flight?
It is Jupiter, Neptune, Mercury, or Saturn?
Jupiter.
Jupiter, Neptune, Mercury, or Saturn?
Mercury.
The answer is Saturn. It's 0 for anyone. Okay, now for the next question. What do the A's in the abbreviation NASA stand for? National Space Aerospace and Agency? Aeronautics and Agency? Or Aeronautics and Administration?
The second one.
The Aeronautics and Agency?
Yes.
You?
The Aeronautics Agency.
The answer is Aeronautics and Administration. It's 0 point for everybody.
We thought we were good at this.
It's a final question. What was the first U.S. space shuttle to fly in space? Is it Atlantis, Columbia, Challenger, or Discovery?
Atlantis. No. Challenger.
Oh, you can't change your answer.
I just did.
No, you can't do that.
I just did.
Is the answer Challenger?
No. The answer is Columbia. Okay, now let's see what the score is. It's 0 for Matthew and 0 for Charlotte. It was Louis-Victorinée,
Matthew,
Charlotte,
and see you next time.
What? It's Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
Oh! On CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket.
When you say social media, a lot of people think of Twitter and Facebook. Everybody else thinks of Instagram and Snapchat. But they don't call it Instagram and Snapchat, they call it Insta and Snap. These people are everything wrong with the world. And if you only think that individual people use these things, you would be unfortunately mistaken. Companies and industries are starting to use Instagram and Snapchat, and they seem to be very fond of underscores. You know, that thing you use if someone's already taken your username and you need to replace it with something? Imagine seeing Mick underscore Donalds on Snapchat. You'd probably think to yourself, Snapchat in particular has some god-awful and mind-numbing things you could do. Hey, you could make your face look like a dog and send pictures of it to your friends, yeah! Some people love it, other people don't. It's really a matter of opinion. No, it's not. It's objectively terrible. Anyways, honestly, in my opinion, Instagram is the lesser of two evils. So yeah, that was a very grim outlook on social media by Brad.
Got home. That road trip was exhausting.
You shouldn't complain so much and appreciate the bonding experience that we all had together.
Still, those places we visited were so lame. You could have done so much better with planning and preparation. Half of the attractions you wanted us to visit were closed, and I don't think they're opening again.
Still, the car trip was pretty cool. You got to hang out with your siblings.
Oh yeah, listening to hours and hours of screaming totally improved the experience.
Oh, come on. The trip was fun and exciting. What wasn't to like?
It was so lame.
Well, you seem to enjoy the radio we played.
Everything sucked except that CKUT show Anything Goes.
Well, I'm glad you at least enjoyed that.
Totally.
It's too bad the year is already over and we won't have CKUT until September.
Oh well, I guess that's all for this year.
This end of the year Anything Goes, the show by kids, for kids, all kids radio, was brought to you by CKUT 90.3 FM.
For past episodes, go to ckut.ca.
Today's show was conceived, written, and performed by Matthew Homa, Charlotte O'Hare, Andrew Hazen, Aiden Roskies, Lucas Albuquerque, Matty Loeffler, Tower Manene Tardet, and Bram Lachman Minkoff.
This show was produced by Sarah Dehe. Technical production was by Tower Manene Tardet. And special thanks to Amy Allison and Lou Stendrowski.
Thanks for tuning in, and see you in September. Have a great summer.
I can read the whole thing. So my radio voice is just my regular voice.
Okay. Oh.
Oh yeah, I'm trying this thing I've heard called moderation. It's working pretty well so far. My name is Matthew, and today I'll tell you why I think something... That doesn't sound... That's going to be cringy. I'm going to start that over again. And I'm going to say it in my head first, and then I'll say it without just bleh. Hi, my name is Matthew, and she's making me laugh. Okay, thank you.
a local potato is brought to an experiment. So wait.
Okay, let's restart. Let's restart.
Take that line over. No, just do the line.
Yeah, self claps. So maybe we should just be quieter.
When you're right here, don't yell.
Okay, so we should just go further away from the mic. Okay.
Well, you can still talk as loud as you were, just not as close to the mic.
Breaking news. Blah 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 blah.
Okay. We're restarting the entire thing.
Oh, by the way, when you say thank you for watching, say thank you for listening.
Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because I totally had more stuff.
Okay, please.
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 Pie.
Bah.
Pie.
Bah. Do, 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 do.
So I wrap that, I wrap thing, and then you wrap that, and then I wrap that, and then you wrap the rest.
Okay, wait, when are you stopping? What word do you stop at?
On the radio.
Okay, you stop at radio. I'm going to be stopping after atmosphere.
And then I'm going to say...
the rest, and then I'll go the rest.
And then I'm going to say beginner, and then you do the rest.
Okay, so let's try this. Fine, sing a song. Any song.
No.
I'll join in. I'll be like...
No.
Meow, 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 meow. But they're not recording. Are you recording? Oh, okay. So yeah, you can sing.
No, that smile on her face. I know it.
Come on, just sing.
No, stop.
Please.
This is a scam. No, she's laughing. I know it.
Just 10 seconds.
No, I know this.
Just 10 seconds.
She's doing it. She's recording.
All right, I guess we can start.
She's recording us.
Oh, wait, oh, what's that other song? Wait, I can also, okay, do you know Can't Hold Us? Now, can I thank you? Yeah, I'm so damn grateful. I grew up in the wrong conference, but that's what we get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like a gun in my heartbeat. And then you hear the beat, like you're little speech. You're like, shark, gonna shark me raw.
Yeah, I know
and
the song.
Lots of swearing and stuff that I'm not gonna say.
I don't know the rap part as fast as you do, but yeah, I know the song.
Here we go back. This is the moment, tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over, so we put our hands up. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Everything is better when you're wearing headphones.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey. And all the people say, na 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 na. Go, oh, 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 more. Okay, I've got the jingles out. So I guess you're person one. So you're person one and I'm person two. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Wait, are we too far? Level's good?
Yeah, level. She probably measured us when we were sinking.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll sit back here.
Fine, then. Why don't we tune into CKUT 90.3 FM and listen to Anything Goes.
Let's go back and spark his All Kids Radio.
We should start over.
No, yeah, we'll take it from your 80s tunes.
We've messed up so many times throughout the thing. Should we just start over? Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I never know what happens when people say, like, hey, is it over? Because I'm like, yeah, did we not say enough?
Sorry, I tried to be like...
The show written by kids, for kids, All Kids Radio.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah! CKUT 90.3 samedi midi. Happy birthday, Félix Complé, Agneau, joyeux anniversaire. Happy birthday, Félix Complé, Agneau, samedi midi et terre. Yeah, là, yeah, là, oh, yeah, là. 30 ans déjà. Samedi midi inter. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Joyeux anniversaire. Samedi midi inter.